Yes. Commissioner Khan.
Yeah.
Commissioner Sherman.
Yes.
Vice Chair Henderson.
Present.
And Chair Langley.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Is there
a second?
Second. Commissioner Khan?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Was Commissioner Khan, did you motion? Oh, I'm sorry. It was Vice Chair Henderson. Let me correct myself.
All right.
I'll start with the roll call again. Vice Chair Henderson?
Yes.
Commissioner Sherman?
Yes.
Commissioner Khan?
Yes.
And Chair Langley?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
All right. Do we have any oral communication from the audience? Gee. Anything that's, I would call the congregation, but that's probably ecclesia. Okay.
No, we haven't received any speaker forms, but I'll go ahead and let Kevin just address the public if anybody out there is looking to speak.
All right.
Hi, if anyone from the public would like to speak to the Planning Commission under oral communications, item 5. There are speaker cards in the back of the council chambers, and you would fill out the forms and hand it to one of the planning staffs. At this time, again, Amanda had said that no members of the public wish to speak under oral communications.
All right. Moving right along, we have continued business of 6A, conditional use permit number 3-22, and site plan review number 5-22. So, Amanda, are you back on the hot seat again?
Yeah, so
okay.
This item is being brought back to the Planning Commission. There was a request for a conditional use permit and a site plan for an indoor firearm shooting range located at 1435 West 130th Street. There was a public hearing and a presentation by staff on the proposal and a public hearing held at the last Planning Commission meeting, at which time the commission directed staff to draft a resolution for denial. So that is what it's being brought back to the commission at this time, is resolution number PC3-23, resolution for denial of the conditional use permit and the site plan review.
All right. So we've already had public hearing, all that type of stuff. It's now just any questions on the resolution, commissioners? All right. Do we have a motion then to adopt resolution to deny, what is it, PC?
3-23.
And there's another one too, right? Site plan review, SR.
I'm sorry. So it is conditional use permit number 3-22 and site plan review number 5-22. However, the resolution number, if you wish to motion, is to resolution number PC3-23.
The last line down there in the blue. There I see.
Sorry, it's not too much bigger
good.
For you there.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolution PC number 3-23.
Correct. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Khan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Henderson?
Yes.
Commissioner Sherman?
Yes.
And Chair Langley?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
All right.
And I just want to note that this Planning Commission's decision tonight, there will be a 10-day appeal period for this item starting tonight.
Does the question, does the appeal come back to us, or does the appeal go to the City Council?
The appeal goes to the City Council.
Thank you very much. All right. We have public hearing item 7A, conditional use permit number 7-21 and site plan review number 9-21. Amanda?
Thank you. Yes, this is for, yes, a conditional use permit and a site plan review for the construction of a tilt-up industrial building for warehouse use at 1600 West 135th Street. Again, this item is being recommended by staff to be continued to the next Planning Commission hearing on March 21st of 2023 to further shell items between the applicant and the city.
Okay, so to 3-21, right?
And for the record, we did open the public hearing at the last Planning Commission meeting, so the public hearing is still continued.
That's
and open to the
correct,
next meeting.
Yes. The public hearing is still open. There's been no comments received under at this time for this item. But on March 21st, staff will bring a full presentation, and any other further comments could be made at that meeting as well.
All right. Continued.
That's so, correct.
So this is the second or third continuation?
The second, I think.
This will be the second, yes. It was scheduled for the February meeting, but this item is being continued again to the March 21st.
Let's have the motion to continue.
Okay, do we have a motion to continue?
Motion to continue.
Second.
Roll call.
Vice Chair Henderson?
Yes.
Commissioner Sherman?
Yes.
Commissioner Kahn?
Yes.
And Chair Langley?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
I have a question for, so the continuation is for the applicant to complete plans or for just to?
No, there was some further information that staff felt was needed in order to be before bringing to the Planning Commission for review and decision. So it was requested first by the applicant, to continue the item so we can receive that information before formally bringing it back to the commission. The full report and presentation will be presented to the commission at that time.
Great, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to something that was supposed to be done by January 1st. Do we get our pay cut again? We have to have election of commissioner officers. There's a chair and a vice chair. And so I open us up at this point among the commissioners for nominations for chairmanship of the Planning Commission. Is that right? Did I do good? All right.
Good job, Chairman.
All right. Okay, I'm going to make a motion to elect or I nominate Commissioner Henderson to be the next chairman of the Planning Commission.
We need a second on the motion.
We need a second for the motion.
A second.
All right.
No, notice that I didn't ask Commissioner Henderson if he accepted the nomination.
Yeah,
so I guess let's ask Commissioner Henderson. Do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I accept the nomination.
Do you do that?
I was trying to skip that part because I kept looking at him.
Yeah, normally you second it so we know that you accept it.
See, exactly. So I was looking to see like, okay, is do I have to second it or someone say second before? What if they said no?
So the person, okay, that's something that those should be written out somewhere. I don't know.
Right.
You know, like
Robert's rules.
I want a copy. I want at least the part on how to do this stuff. Okay. So the person who is nominated is the one that seconds. And that gives us...
Typically accepts it by doing the second.
Okay. Why? Never too old to learn. All right. Could we... any other nominations?
Well, we have to nominate... designate a vice chair.
Well, no. No, no.
One at a time. One motion at a time.
One motion at a time. Okay. Should that be enough? Okay. Technically, was that that was only a motion to nominate, not a motion to elect, right?
It's the motion for, I think your intent is a motion to nominate and appoint him as the chair. Is that correct?
Okay. Sure. Yes, from my position. But I'm just also wondering, like, what if there was five of us here and there was a second candidate? Could a second candidate, how would that happen?
Sure. So if there is a second motion that would be made, the last motion in is the first one that's voted on. So at this juncture, say there was someone else said, well, I make a motion that it be so-and-so. And if that gets a second, the last motion introduced is the first one that we vote on. So if that motion dies, then we go to the one before that, which would have been this one now.
Gotcha.
Okay. And the reason why I think you were going to ask this is it's not always the second that will accept the nomination, because you could always nominate yourself. So commissioner, for example, in this situation, you could have nominated yourself, and so you would still need a second from someone.
Gotcha. Wow. I guess that's like throwing your hat in the ring. All right. So are there any other motions? All right. Then I guess we have a roll call at this point for Commissioner Henderson to be the chair of the Planning Commission.
Yes, so.
No, I did. I nominated. No, Henderson sent it. No. Khan. Oh, okay. That's why you stopped us. All right. Okay.
Okay, so the roll call. Chair Langley.
Yes.
Commissioner Khan.
Yes.
Commissioner Sherman.
Yes.
And Vice Chair Henderson.
Yes. But I can still say no.
It's still
which is why when someone else makes the motion, you traditionally the second is from the person that's being nominated, because that's their way of accepting it. Because you could have at that time said, I declined, and then there's no need to make because we can't force you into the seat.
So at this point, is he now the chair, or does it take place at the end of the meeting?
Correct.
Next meeting.
Because we got to get the signs. We got to, you got to give us time. Give us at least 24 hours to rotate. Okay, now you guys got to do vice chair.
Okay. Do I have any nominations for the vice chair?
I would like to elect Stephen to be the vice chair.
I'll second that. Oh, any other motions on the floor? Call for the motion.
So roll call is Commissioner Sherman.
Yes.
Chair Langley.
Yes.
Commissioner Khan.
Yes.
Vice Chair Henderson.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
All right. So all you have to do is you can keep those other two signs except change that one, and we'll just switch places.
The chair, vice chair titles are on your signs. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to.
Duly noted for the record.
All right.
Oh, so they got me those signs.
Okay. Community Developer Director's Report.
I only have two items. Just so you know, March 30th, it will be the city's State of the City address out here. I believe it's the Nakaoka Center this time, not outside. So.
Ah, possibility of rain, huh?
I believe it's from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Also, as far as attending the League's Planning Commissioners Academy, so we received your response, Chair Langley. And no others. So Amanda will go ahead and schedule you for attendance. I believe myself, Kevin, and Amanda will be attending maybe one day, but not the whole time. So.
Okay. It's like only half a day the first day, and then it's all day the 30th, which is a question with the mayor's State of the City report falls right in the middle of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, and yeah, you would just cut your day short to be back if you wanted to be back. Okay. It's 5 o'clock, so.
Oh, 5 o'clock? Okay.
And you would likely be hitting traffic on your way back.
Coming
back.
Oh, do I know that?
So leave by 3 o'clock.
Right after lunch.
Yeah, and be smart.
Question, do we have any idea when we're going to get a fifth member?
Not at this time. We don't have an update as to that issue.
Oh, we just don't have an update. Okay, right. Very good. Okay, Planning and Environmental Quality Commissioner's report. Let's start with Steve Phen, P-H-E-N.
No, no report.
Okay, Jules.
No report.
All right. Newly elected chairman, Daryl Henderson.
No report.
Okay. Retiring chairman, Langley. No report.
Before you, Jen, I just want to note that in addition, the Form 700, since we've had brought it up before too, are due April 1st. So I will be sending electronic versions. If you've done it online, you can submit it in that way as well. Or you can fill out the form and send it into the city clerk's office. Sorry, thank you.
Look at the smile on her face.
When we fill out online and sign it, we still have to bring the signature copy in, correct?
If you fill out the PDF and you send it in, yes, they need the wet signature right on it. But you can also do it through the state's portal. You set up an account, you put in a username and a password, and in that way, you don't have to send in a hard copy, but you would have to set up an account.
Does the city want a hard copy, or is it just they're doing us a service?
It's either way. It's however you'd like to complete it. If you'd rather just complete it online, it's easier for you, or if it's easier to fill it out, just hand it out and send it in. It's up to you. Yeah, so, yeah, if you want to print those out and send it in, or you could just, do you do it online as well then? Do you do it through the state's website?
As long as you send me something, yeah.
Oh, sounds good. Yeah, I will do.
All right. Anything else? Then at 7:22, I call the Planning and Environmental Qualities Commission adjourned.
Yes.
It lights up. Testing 1, 2. Is it out there? On, do this. Okay, I'd like to call the Planning and Environmental Quality Commission to its regular meeting on Tuesday, March 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. Could we have the roll call, please?
Yes. Commissioner Kahn.
Present.
Commissioner Sherman.
Yes, here.
Vice Chair Langley.
Present.
And Chair Henderson is out.
All right. Commissioner Kahn, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure.
Please stand, put your right hand in your heart, and repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we need the approval of the March 7th meeting. Do we have a motion to approve?
I made a motion to approve the meeting.
I'll second.
All right, roll call.
Commissioner Kahn.
Yes.
Commissioner Sherman.
Yes.
And Vice Chair Langley.
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0.
Great. Oral communication. Amanda, would you instruct? Oh, Kevin. Balls over to Kevin. Kevin, would you explain to the audience how we do this?
Of course. Under item 5 for oral communications, this is a time where the public may address the Planning and Environmental Quality Commission, and comments should be limited to 3 minutes. So if you wish to speak under this communication for any subject to the Planning Commission, then you may step up to the podium for allotted 3 minutes.
I would add to that it's only for something other than the two agenda items that are here. So if you want to tell us about the weather outside or anything else, that's fine. But this is what this is for.
And I want to note that on the record that a email came in to address the commission from the South Coast Air Quality District in regards to an environmental justice interagency summit happening tomorrow. If you would like to attend, you can register or tell staff.
Thank you. Seeing done, I close Section 5 off and move to Section 6, which is the public hearing on a conditional use permit number 7-21 and site plan review number 9-21, environmental assessment number 18-21. Amanda, I think you're up.
Yes. Thank you, Chair Langley, members of the Planning Commission. So I will be presenting on this agenda item tonight. I'm just going to bring up the other presentation. So one moment. Let's see. Okay. All right, there we are. Okay. So tonight I will be presenting on agenda item number 6A, yes, a request for following entitlements, including a conditional use permit, site plan review, and environmental assessment for the construction of a new industrial building. The request is being asked for the property located at 1600 and 1608 West 135th Street. It's located on the northeast end of the property, east of Western Avenue and west of Normandy. The site consists of two parcels that total 8.46 acres and is located, again, on the west side of Western, between Western and Normandy Avenue, on the south side of West 135th Street, north of West 139th. The site is currently developed with existing industrial uses that are occupied by AFCorp Composite Fabrications, that's used for manufacturing of carbon-based products for aerospace and commercial applications. The subject site is noted in red. The site was formerly part of a larger property that was occupied by various owners, including British Petroleum, Advanced Materials, BP, and HICO Carbon Composites, that also use the existing structures on the site for similar manufacturing of carbon-based products. Outlined is in blue is the former campus site that included buildings that were constructed between 1950 and 2010. The subject site, though, is currently zoned M2. That's the general industrial zoning district, as are surrounding areas. Other zoning districts in the nearby areas include M2, which is another industrial zoning district. Surrounding uses include similar manufacturing type uses, as well as machine shop and metal fabrication companies. So under the proposal from the applicant is to demolish all existing on-site structures. Now, there are currently 18 existing buildings on the site. There was a typo within the staff's report noted there to be 22 existing industrial buildings, but it has been verified that there are a total of 18 existing buildings. Within those 18 buildings, there consists of, I guess, industrial-type buildings that have a total of 23 bay doors. So again, the applicant is requesting to demolish those structures to construct a new 190,860 square foot industrial building with a height of up to 42 feet. Roughly 180,000 would be used for industrial uses, and that includes the uses of 22 dock doors. 10,000 square feet of the proposed building would be used for office. The proposal also includes a number of site improvements, which include new landscaping of roughly 20,000 square feet of new landscaping throughout the site, including along the street frontage of the property. So again, that's along West 135th Street. Other improvements are proper lighting throughout the parking and pedestrian walkways, and the area will be repaved for 220 new parking spaces. Also, the site will be redeveloped with new vehicle access by way of two new 45-foot wide driveways. So the request includes the following. First is a request for a conditional use permit for the operations of a warehouse facility within the industrial building. The second would be for a site plan review, again, for the demolition of all existing on-site buildings to construct the new tilt-up industrial building with 22 new dock doors. And lastly, a request for the adoption of the mitigated negative declaration that was prepared and monitoring reporting program that was prepared for the project. So here is the site plan for the proposal. Outlined is the new tilt-up industrial building located within the center of the property. Office spaces on each side, on the west and east side of the buildings. The two drive aisles, 45-foot wide drive aisles, again, along West 135th Street. There will be proposal of two new driveway gates. The two 28-foot wide fire lanes will lead to the vehicle gateways. They'll lead out to the dock areas and further parking on the south end of the site. The dock area is highlighted here. Oops. Other parking will be provided along the street frontage for customers. Okay. So here's the rendering provided by the applicant that shows the street frontage along with new landscaping and customer parking. Shown here are the elevations. On the top is the west elevation. As you can see, the access to the entrance of the building for the office spaces is located at the top left corner. The south elevation shows the 22 dock areas, and the last elevation is the eastern side, again with another entrance to the office space located on that side. Okay. So now I will be going through the request for the conditional for each entitlement. The first is for a conditional use permit. So in accordance with the Garnita Municipal Code, warehouse uses are subject to a conditional use permit in the M2 zone. So the applicant is subject to the meeting the minimum findings, which include the that the use is desirable for and the, for the development in the community and is compatible with surrounding uses, as well as the site that is intended for is adequate in shape and to in order to accommodate all the uses, including meeting the minimum requirements of setbacks, walls and fencing, landscaping, and other development standards within the M2 zone, as well as the site that for the proposed use will properly be designed, and the surrounding streets and highways are properly designed for the improvements. As noted in staff report, the project met all the minimum requirements for a conditional use permit. However, specifically, there are provisions that are identified for warehouse uses. So that's what I'm going to go over at this time. So again, that's set forth in Gardena Municipal Code Section 1846, Subsection 40, Subsection F. The specific requirements for a warehouse building is that the project shall show that loading and unloading activities shall take place in areas designed and permanently designated for that use. In addition, it should be it is noted that it should be screened away from public right-of-ways. The as shown in the site plan, the proposed dock doors are located on the south end of the property. So again, away from the street frontage, and they are secured by vehicle gates. So they're not visible from the street side. Under staff's review and analysis, it was determined that the project met all the minimum requirements, including landscape. So the project will be providing a 10-foot landscape planter along the street frontage, include various trees and shrubbery. And as required for warehouse uses, the project has been conditioned to prohibit any use of barbed wires. And it's in addition to fencing, the proposal for the project includes removing all the non-conforming fencing, which includes wrought iron fences along the front property line, with new fencing located behind the front yard setback along only the side and the rear property lines. Further requirements specific for a warehouse use, it must show that the driveways meet at least 45 feet wide aisles and or driveways aisles, and as shown in the site plan, there will be a proposal of 2 45-foot wide driveways. Also, customer parking must be separate from truck parking and loading areas. Customer parking will be located to the north end of the property, away from the dock doors located on the south end. And lastly, there is a requirement for an annual service impact fee to be imposed in accordance with the Mitigation Fee Act. Now, under staff's analysis, we found that the Gardena Municipal Code has not been amended to address this impact fee. However, the applicant has agreed to pay a one-time fee, and that has been added as a condition to the project. Second request under this proposal is for a site plan review. So in accordance with the Gardena Municipal Code, when there is a conditional use permit being sought, it also requires that an analysis for a site plan review be conducted. So staff prepared that review. And as you know, at the last Planning Commission, or I think about two Planning Commission meetings ago now, y'all recommended approval for new findings for a site plan review to the City Council, and that did get adopted by them. And so these are the newly established findings for a site plan review. And this is what staff reviewed the project in accordance with. So if staff found that the physical location of the size and massing and setbacks of the proposal and placement of the structures on the site and location of those uses within the project are consistent with all applicable standards of the Gardena Municipal Code. We also saw that the development is consistent with the intent and purpose of the general plan and municipal code. and that being that the site is formally or is currently occupied with similar manufacturing type uses, made a finding that the health and safety services and public infrastructure are sufficient to accommodate this new development, and that the project is compatible with the surrounding areas. Last finding for a site plan review is that the project is to be determined either exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act or that the appropriate environmental document has been completed and required findings have been made. So as part of the project, it's a Harrison Associates prepared an initial study of mitigation, mitigated negative declaration and monitoring program under contract with the city. The initial study was available for review on October 13th through November 14th of last year. An extension was given to the Water Board, who did provide further comments at the end of November. The initial study and MD determined that there was potential significant impacts with the following: geology and soils resources, hazardous and hazardous materials, and tribal cultural resources. However, those potential impacts could be mitigated below a level of significance, and those mitigation measures were addressed in the monitoring and reporting program. Lastly, this item was advertised in the Gardena Valley News, and mailers were sent out to property owners and occupants within a 300-foot radius of the project site on February 21st. This item was continued on the March 7th and March 7th and to tonight's March 21st meeting. To date, there has been no public comments received. So at this time, staff recommends that the Planning Commission receive testimony from the public and adopt resolution number 4-23 approving the conditional use permit and site plan and adopting the MND and monitoring program. At this time, staff is available for any questions as well as our consultants, Harrison Associates, is here as well to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you, Amanda. Mm-hmm. I understand we have two. I'll open it up to public comment, and I understand we have two, Kevin.
If you'd like to hear from the applicant first,
yes.
We can do that as well.
Okay, let's hear from the applicant.
Thank you, Amanda. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here today, guys. My name is Jason Hines. Overton Moore Properties is the name of our company. And really excited to be presenting and this project here in the city of Gardena. We have a quick PowerPoint. If we can pull it up, great. If we can't pull it up, we don't necessarily need it. That was a very thorough presentation by Amanda. Overton Moore has a longstanding history within the city of Gardena, having its roots and its headquarters here, going way back to the 1970s. We've probably been the most active industrial developer, having proposed our third project in the city, one in 2017 and one in 2018, and now this one. And I'll touch on those here in a minute. We see this as a very important project for our company. It's going to be a long-term hold for us and our partner. So we will not be selling this property. And our goal is to put forth a project that's, of the highest quality image, design and functionality and adaptability to a wide variety of type of users. And, our goal is at the end of the day to attract. It's going to be a speculative development, so we do not have a customer in mind yet for this property, or secured, I should say. But we seek to attract, a high-quality company that's going to bring jobs, employment, economic stimulus, and who's going to be an excellent long-term partner for the city. I'll try not to be redundant and move. That was a very thorough presentation by Amanda, so I'll try to touch on this very briefly. The existing tenant, Avcorp, they have decided not to renew their lease. They're moving out. They pretty much are out of the project now, and their lease expires at the end of this month. We have older, functionally obsolete buildings that are highly specialized to Avcorp's use that we'll be demolishing and building with a Class A modern industrial building totaling 190,000 square feet. You guys are familiar with the location. I just wanted to point out a couple things. From a truck route standpoint, Western Avenue, right there, mm-hmm. thank you, Amanda, is a truck route. We see trucks using that, going north to El Segundo and entering the freeway to the west on the left-hand side at Crenshaw up at the 105 freeway. Which is, if you scroll up just a little bit, Amanda, you can show that right there. Or to the east to the 110 on El Segundo Boulevard, again, utilizing truck routes for truck requirements. Here's just a close-up showing the kind of the hodgepodge of mix of buildings built between 1950 and 2008 to 2010 that, again, are very specialized for the current user. You guys have seen the site plan, just really emphasizing that we're emphasizing the architectural treatments and the landscaping along 135th to really provide a high-quality corporate image-like environment for the facility. We can move through this. I think, Amanda, you touched on that very well. Just a few design elements I want to hit on. Again, high image, high quality design that we think is suitable for corporate headquarter type of requirements. Significant landscape enhancement, including trees along the front edge. Functional ingress and egress. Screening of the loading area, so none of the loading and truck maneuverability will be seen by the public. Customer parking separate from truck parking and loading areas. All new street improvements along 135th, including curb, gutter, sidewalks, landscaping, and the visibility to be able to accommodate different size of users in the marketplace. Here's a picture of the current facility. You can see some of the older buildings in the back, immediately to the right and then to the left. And then if you go to the next slide, Amanda, this is that same vantage point of the proposed facility. I think Amanda touched on these elevations. Just scroll to the very top one, Amanda, real quick. I just want to highlight, because I don't think it was shown on your presentation, the north elevation. That's the public view along 135th. So as you can see, we have storefront office locations at both corners of the building. And glass that runs along the whole frontage of the building, along with the varied materials, varied paint schemes, and depth of the panels to really create, a high quality design of the facility. Sustainability is something that we really focus on at Overton Moore Properties, and I just want to hit on a couple of these things. We'll have expandable power in the facility to be able to accommodate a wide variety of users. If we get a high manufacturer that needs a lot of power, we want to be able to accommodate that user. So we put that expandability into the facility day one. We'll be installing electric vehicle chargers day one, as well as providing conduits for as more and more people adopt EV vehicles. We'll be able to accommodate those. We're also putting in EV conduits for electric vehicle trucking. Those aren't widely used yet, but they're becoming more and more used, and we want to kind of future-proof this building and be able to accommodate that in the future. The roof will be ready for solar, so to the extent that we have a user that wants to install solar, that's becoming more and more prevalent in the market, particularly for cold storage type requirements because they use a lot of power. We want to be able to accommodate that, so the roof will be ready for that. Drought-tolerant landscaping to minimize water use, excess bicycle parking to really encourage the user and the tenants to ride their bikes to work and utilize public transit. Skylights in the facility to minimize the warehouse lighting. The big thing here also is that we're demolishing all the on-site facilities and crushing that material, the asphalt and the concrete, and using that as base for the facility as opposed to not take it to a landfill or have to haul it off-site, reducing our greenhouse impact. Trees for shading, focused on the front edge, and then full concrete paving to reduce the heat island effect. I just want to touch on two case studies. As I mentioned, this will be our third project in the last several years in the city of Gardena. The first one is actually two doors down from the subject property on 135th at 1720 West 135th, where we build roughly 100,000 square foot building In 2017, we leased it long-term to Airfare, which is a food manufacturer focusing on in-flight meals. You know, it's catering to some of the highest, the top airlines. Great user for the city and providing significant employment and jobs to the city. The other recent project that we did is on Western Avenue, 12901 Western Avenue. Smaller facility. We built 40,000 square feet in 2018. This property we ended up actually selling to the end user, Genexus, which is a leading apparel company, and they use the facility as their corporate headquarter location. And this is on the west side of Western, just south of El Segundo Boulevard. Just want to touch on a few benefits of the property. We think, again, we expect this to be a major employment center and will generate millions of dollars of annual salaries and wages. We think it's a great opportunity to redevelop a functioning obsolete building to provide a property that's going to address current market needs. We think we'll have over 250 construction jobs, including some of these gentlemen behind me, over the course of construction on this site. Additional fee revenue for the city and other agencies. Expansion, we really intend to work closely with the business community within the city to provide expansion opportunities, as well as potential local hiring opportunities and supplier opportunities for the site. And again, support for Gardena retail and restaurants within the city. So thank you for the opportunity to present our project. We're here to answer any questions you might have. Again, we see this as a great opportunity to create economic development, job creation, and further partner with the city of Gardena. Thank you. Sure.
I have a question. Who's Gardena Owner LP?
That's the ownership entity that was specifically created to own and develop the site. But that's a joint venture between my company, Overton, our company, Overton Moore Properties, and an institutional investor, basically a pension fund advisor, which is Invesco Real Estate.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
The current entrance for the site right now is on 139. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The current entrance of the site is on... Off 139?
It's
135th.
The former entrance or
the current?
Oh, the current entrance, it's on 135th and 139th, actually.
Oh, both.
Yeah.
Okay. Will be the new site, any entrance on 139?
No, because there's an existing facility on 139th that we're keeping, and that property is staying, and that'll have the exclusive access to 139th.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now comments from the public.
Hi, may I please have Alex Zamora? And just to explain the rules, once you step on the podium, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The light indicator at the minimum of the podium will tell you the status of the time left. And at the end, it will have a beeping sound. And you may start.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. My name is Alex. I'm a member of LIUNA, which is the Labor's International Union of North America. And I'm speaking tonight in support of not only the project, but also of the developer. Projects just like these really did a lot of great things for our union several years ago when the pandemic started. When the world started to shut down and pause their lives, construction thrived. And projects like these created a lot of opportunities for a lot of different types of union members. One of them being very new laborers that have joined us got very meaningful hours on the job, learning from the older journeymen, people that have been doing this work a lot. A second thing is a lot of the journeymen and people that have spent a lot of years in the union had a lot more opportunities getting off the out of work list and going out faster than normal. And also, it created a lot of windows of opportunity for people never involved in construction whatsoever and allowed them to get in to learn on projects exactly like these. The developers are committed to using the best of the best on this building, which is workers from state accredited training facility, which ensures the highest, absolute highest degree of safety and responsibility for any area. And when responsible developers partner with responsible builders, it's a fantastic thing for any area. So I hope we can find a way to make this go forward so we can be that much closer to, you know, getting to work out there and building something beautiful for the city. Thank you so much for the time, and I hope everyone gets home safe tonight. Thank you.
Thanks for your comments, and you did well on time.
May I please have Al Sanchez?
So my name is Al Sanchez, and my partner pretty much kind of wound it up. You know who I'm with. My brothers back here, they're all here too supporting this. I'm going to get to the meat and potatoes for me. I'm a second generation Leonardo member. My dad was in the union 45 years. He ended with a pension, with a home. I've been in the union almost 40 years. I have a home. I have a pension. I had awesome health care. I was able to take care of my kids. Being a labored, I didn't really want for anything because I was able to work. And with the wages we get that are nice, good wages, because of the fact it's a union job, and that's the bottom line. Union jobs pay more. But like I said, these kids, these youngsters out here, the apprentices that are here, they have to go through more of a, more hard, they work a lot harder, they learn a lot more. It's not a job, it's a career. And our journeymen, the same thing, it's a career for us. This is important for us. So please support this project, and thank you for your time. Thank you for being here.
Good job. No one else from the community?
That's all the public comments we have received.
All right. Then I close this time for public comments, and I would go now to any of the commissioners having any questions among ourselves or to Amanda. Amanda, I have one. When I saw the, almost 400 pages or 300 and some odd pages, there was a lot with the mitigating circumstances for the environmental thing. Did that get all resolved at this point?
Okay. We have our consultant here who can speak to that.
Good evening. Yes, my name is William Halligan with Harrison Associates, and we were hired by the city to prepare the CEQA document, which is a mitigated negative declaration. Mm-hmm. And yes, the city has had extensive conversations, and the applicant. They've been working with the Regional Water Quality Control Board on the appropriate mitigation, and we had a couple of going back and forth, and we worked out satisfactory mitigation, and the Water Board is comfortable with mitigation measure has one, and that's what addresses the site, the previous contamination. So they're happy.
That's good, because I think that's sitting on top of our water, right? The site is basically sitting on top of where the water is stored for the city of Gardena.
Right, and so it's looking like a vapor barrier will be installed.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Will the crushed concrete or the asphalt be above or below that vapor barrier?
That's above the vapor barrier.
Okay.
And that'll be recycled on site and used to construct the new project.
Great.
All right.
Any other questions? Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Is there a motion for conditional use permit number 7-21, site plan review number 9-21 and environmental assessment 18-21. We need a motion.
I made a motion to adopt resolution PC 423, approving conditional use permit 721 and site plan review 921, and subject to the attached conditions or approval, and adopt the mitigated negative declaration and mitigation monitoring program.
Do we have a second? I'll second it. Roll call.
Yes. Commissioner Kahn?
Yes.
Vice Chair Langley?
Yes.
And Commissioner Sherman?
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0.
All right, you guys, you can go out in the rain. You don't want to hear the rest of the stuff. It's too muddy to start tomorrow. We're taking a slow break. Are you doing the next one, 7A? Okay. Yes. That's right. I wanted to know what was happening. The last 20 pages on mine wouldn't ever download.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got it all. Yeah, all the way to the end, but it's difficult to read all of that.
All right, let's do 7A.
All the people that left, you know.
Yeah, send them out in the rain. All right. Go for general plan consideration for the acquisition of a 0.11-acre parcel located at 1731 West 162nd Street.
Yes, good evening, Vice Chair Langley and the members of the commission. The item before you is the general plan conformity determination for the purchase of a parcel located at 1731 West 162nd Street. The governmental code section 65402 provides that before the city acquires a property that which is covered by the general plan, basically to be reported to the planning agency as to the conformity within the general plan. The city council currently is considering the purchase of this property, which is about 0.11 acres, equals to 4,791 square feet, property located at 1731 West 162nd Street. Currently, it's a dental office that's a vacant building, and the building remains. While there's no specific project plan at this time, the city council intends for the property to be used for a public use. The property is located adjacent to the City of Gardena's Public Works Department facility. The general plan use designation for the property is public institutional, which is intended to provide a wide range of public use, including governmental office. The property is zoned official, which is consistent with the public institutional land use designation. And the acquisition of the property for the public purpose is consistent with the current land use designation as well as zoning. The acquisition of the property will be consistent with the land use goal 4 and goal 4.7, which states that the city should provide the highest quality of the public facility possible to meet the needs of the city's residents and businesses, and also to promote the city's image and cultural heritage. And also to provide adequate public facility and to services for the convenience and the safety of each neighborhood. At this time, staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt resolution number PC5-23, which sets forth the evolve and serve as a Planning Commissioner's general plan conformity report in accordance with General Code Section 65402. And that concludes that presentation.
Thank you. A question, is this piece of property, when you try to go into the Public Works Department, is that the building just to your right? Left.
Left, that's correct.
Okay, between the Planning Department and is it the Elks Club that's...
That's correct, right?
That's adjacent. That one building right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can see a picture of it. Coming in. Right there. That's us down there. Yay, right up there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Excellent. So are we going to reuse it or tear it down and make better entrance to the Public Works Department?
There isn't really a set plan for this right now.
It's just acquiring it, which is excellent idea.
Right, in accordance with the general plan, this was designated for official use, and so this is an opportunity to fulfill that obligation or that long-term plan of turning this into a type of civic center for official use.
What is it now?
It's being used as a dental office, but the dentist has indicated he's retiring or has retired.
Great. Who was the dentist that was there?
That was Dr. Ueda. UYEDA.
Okay. Gary. Okay. Very good. Do I have a motion? Any other questions of staff at this point? It's basically just staff report. Okay. Do we have a motion for resolution PC5-23? I'll let staff make it, but...
I'll make the motion that I approve this resolution 5-23. I've never seen it, but anyway.
Do we have a second to the unseen resolution?
I second.
Okay. Can we have a roll call?
Certainly. Commissioner Sherman, so this resolution verifies that staff has found this in conformance with the general plan and that it's consistent. So, and that's what we're bringing forth to you tonight. So that's what the resolution states.
Okay.
But roll call, it is Commissioner Sherman.
Approve.
Commissioner Kahn.
Yes.
And Vice Chair Langley.
By all means, buy it.
Motion passes 3-0.
Great, thank you. Sir, Community Developers Report. Director's report.
Certainly. I have a few things. I don't know if you're interested, but Thursday is the South Bay Council of Governments General Assembly. It's always in Carson at their big community center. But that starts at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so if you're interested in attending that, let me know. It's a short notice, but again, it's this Thursday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's also the State of the City address on March 30th. And so that's a big event over at the Nakaoka Center. I believe it starts at 5 p.m., I think, when people started arriving. Is it 6? I think it's 6. I'm being corrected. So 6 p.m. over at the Nakaoka Center. So if it rains, it doesn't matter. We'll be inside this year. The following day, March 31st, which is then a Friday, is the city's annual casino night. I don't know if you've ever been there before, but it's all the proceeds go to the seniors, senior programs here in Gardena. And then lastly, a good announcement is we found out through our Recreation and Human Services Department that Gardena has been selected as a finalist for the All-America City, and that's a national designation. And so the city's made the top 10, and so they're considered a finalist. So that's a lot of work that staff and recreation did and got us there. So it's a good thing. I think the last time the city they won this award was 43 years ago. So, and that's all I have to report.
Thank you very much. Okay. Commissioner Kahn, anything?
No, I have no report.
All right. Commissioner Sherman, do you have anything for us?
No report.
No report. And I have no report, and so therefore I adjourn the Planning and Environmental Quality Commission until the next meeting at 7 o'clock, April 4th, 2023. 7 p.m. There we are. 7 o'clock? 7. Yeah, that's right. It could be a.m. or p.m.
I'm sure.